Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Samach Vav, and we'll go back to Samach Hei Amud Beis.
You know the merchandise, Rabbi.
It's good to review. It's good to review.
It's like a good TV program. You have to see what happened last week to remember.
Now that's Hashim connected.
So let's start again with Tanu Rabbanan. We were taught in a Braisa. Again, we know that a mikveh is kasher if it's a collection of pure water, that is water from a spring or water from the rain, and not water that was transported in a pail, not water that was in a vessel and then is in the hole in the ground, not mayim she'uvim, drawn waters. So Tanu Rabbanan, we were taught in a braisa, tzinar, if there is a pipe, shechakiko, that was first carved out, hollowed out, and then levasov kavo, then it was attached to the ground. So now if the water goes through, we have an interesting question. Is this considered water going through a pipe? Or do we say, no, that since it's attached to the ground, it's water that's going through ground, and it's not disqualifying water. So poselas hamikvah, it does disqualify the mikvah. However, if that's if he first made the pipe and then he attached it. But if kvo, if he took the raw material and he attached the raw material to the ground, and then he hollowed out of the raw material a pipe, eino posel es hamikvah, it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. So that's the braisa. And then the Gemara continues and says, mani, who is this braisa? Lo Rabbi Lezer v'lo Rabbanan. It doesn't follow the view of Rabbi Lezer, nor does it follow the view of the Rabbanan. So now our topic's going to be, which Rabbi Lezer and which Rabbanan is it that this braisa does not agree with? Hi Rabbi Lezer, which Rabbi Lezer? Elaim Rabbi Lezer debayis, if it's Rabbi Lezer about a house, who, as we learned yesterday, says that if a person sells a house, included in that is the mortar that's attached to the house, even though the mortar was first finished and then it was attached. So that's not, so that means once it's attached to the ground, Rabbi Lezer holds its ground. So that's not like this braisa that says that if you have a pipe and you later attach the pipe to the ground, it's not considered ground, it's still considered a vessel. So maybe not. Dilma Hainu Taima Rabbi Lezer. Maybe Rabbi Lezer said his law about a mortar which is attached to the ground in terms of a house with sales. Because he holds mocher bayin yafe mocher, that a seller sells very generously. Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan hold mocher bayin ra mocher, that a seller sells very stingily. So he doesn't include it. But it's really not a, it's not that Rabbi Lezer holds even a completed vessel, once attached to the ground, becomes ground. Maybe it doesn't become ground. In regards to sale, it's included in the sale, because the seller is very generous. Chachamim hold that it is ground. But in regards to sale, it's not included, because they hold that a seller is very not generous. But that doesn't prove anything in regards to the question of mikvos. So, Ella, so what is the Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan that we say that this Bryce is not following? It's the following, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer de Kaveres Dvorim. Rabbi Lezer, who has an opinion about a beehive. So we learned this. This is a Mishnah, Mesechet Shvius. It's now we learned in a Mishnah, Kaveres Dvorim, a beehive. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Arei Kakarka. Rabbi Lezer says the beehive, since it's attached to the ground, is considered ground. So therefore, if a man owns a beehive, Kozvin Alea Prusba, if he owned only a beehive and he borrowed money, that would be, he borrowed money with this now guaranteeing the loan, that would be considered a typical loan, a loan with money. And we know that a loan with money You can write a prusbol about it. You, the lender, can write that come the end of Shemitah, you're giving the loan over to the court, and therefore Shemitah's not going to knock out the loan. You can't apply to a loan that's not secured by land, because that's an unusual loan.
This is secured by the beehive, the loan?
Yeah. So apparently the beehive is considered land.
And the beehive, is that removable? It is removable.
They
chuck
here that cemented
in the ground. Beautiful. Hey, the coma. And if, let's say, a dead lizard falls on it, it doesn't become tummy, because whatever is attached to the ground does not have the ability of becoming impure. And this is the most amazing halacha. Harod demimena b'Shabbos. If a person on Shabbos were to pull honey out of the beehive, chayev chatas, I'd be considered tolesh, detaching something which is growing. If you did it by mistake, you'd have to bring a karban chatas. However, chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, unlike Rebbe Elazar, they say, it's not land, it's attached to the ground, but it's not ground. Therefore, ain kosvan aleha prusbol. If a borrower only has a beehive, that's not considered a loan secured with land, because this is not land. And since it's not land, mikabelas tuma bimkoma, if a dead lizard falls on it in its place, it can become tameh. Va'arod rimena b'Shabbos, potter. If a person takes honey out of the beehive on Shabbos, that's not considered detaching a plant from the ground, he would not be obligated to bring a karban chatas. Midrabbanan, it wouldn't be the right thing. So what do you see? You have a beehive. Presumably the beehive is first built, and then it gets attached to the ground. So Rebbe Elazar says it's considered land in terms of everything. It can't become tum anymore. A person who takes honey out of it, he's as if he's detaching something which is growing. So he holds, even though it was built outside of the land, once it's attached to the land, it becomes land. So that's not like the Braisa in regards to a mikvah. The Braisa said that a pipe built outside the land, once it's attached to the land, is still a pipe. According to Belezer, it shouldn't be a pipe. It should not be a vessel anymore. It should be considered land. So that's against Rebbe Elazar.
But Rabbi, the beehive, the honey doesn't grow.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting idea, right?
It's like, take a scoop out of it.
We're going to see soon in a pasuk that honey is considered to be growing. We'll see that in a pasuk soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
they're saying here they put it on a teat. I mean, they dig foundation. Then they
good.
Put
the right.
Is the foundation?
Right. Yeah.
Because he's attached to the same. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't honey, I heard, it's the only product that comes from an unkosher animal.
It's true. That's also true. That's also true. That's right. That's right. So the Gemara says that's not necessarily a proof that Rebbe Elazar disagrees with the law of a mikvah, a pipe attached to the ground. Hassam over there, Kedrama Rebbe Elazar Taima. It's like what Rebbe Elazar said was the reasoning of Rebbe Elazar. Dam Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar said, my time to Rebbe Elazar. What's the reasoning of Rebbe Elazar? It's on the pasuk about Yonatan. The prophet tells us that the Jews went to war against the Plishtim, and the Plishtim started to run away. So King Shaul, the first Jewish king who was leading the war, said, I'm making a vow. No one's allowed to eat anything. I know everybody's tired, everybody's hungry, they want to stop. No one's allowed to eat anything. Anyone who eats anything gets put to death until the battle's done. The battle's not done. Keep chasing the Plishtim. So everyone went out and continued to chase the Plishtim. Now Yonatan, Shaul's son, who was the hero who had actually caused the Plishtim to run away, he didn't know about this oath. So he went and took the edge of his spear, and he dipped vayitbol osa bayaros dvash, bayaros hadvash. And he dipped his spear in the forest of honey. He tasted some honey. So the people said to him, "What are you doing? You're going against your father's oath." He said, what do you mean? I didn't hear my father's oath, and it's a bad oath. Look how the honey gave me strength. If the honey would, if you would eat, you would also have strength. You'd be able to do an even better job in the battle. So when Shaul heard that his son had violated his oath, he ruled that his son should be killed. So the people got very upset. They said, how could you do that? He's the one who saved us. And Shaul backed down. So that's the story in the Navi. So in that story, the verse says that what did Yonatan do? Vayitpol osa, he dipped the edge of the spear, biyara sadvash, in the forest of honey. What do you mean, forest of honey? A forest is trees and moss and all sorts of things that are growing. Grass. Honey is not growing. Honey is coming from bees. It happens to be stored in a honeycomb. It's not growing. Why is it called the forest of honey? Apparently, our Bible treats honey as something which is growing. It's a special pasuk. The honey is called the forest of the honey, that the honey is considered something which is growing. So that was the source of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that a honeycomb attached to the ground is considered attached and it doesn't become tameh. And if you take the honey out of it, you're picking something which is growing because the pasuk says it's something growing. But that's not true about generally things. Generally, things attached to the ground still stay with their independent identity. So in regards to a mikvah, if you have a pipe that's a vessel and then attach it to the ground, it's still considered a vessel. And so Rabbi Elazar could agree with the Braisa. So why did you say it's so clear Rabbi Elazar is against the Braisa? Rabbi Elazar does agree with the Braisa. When does Rabbi Elazar say that attached to the ground becomes ground in regards to honey, where there's a special verse that says that honey attached to the ground is ground? But he wouldn't say it in regards to a vessel, in regards to a mikvah. So why were you so clear that that law about a vessel is against Rabbi Elazar?
I put bash in the Torah is dates.
That's right.
And dates grow from the ground.
Right, so but that not over here. This is apparently a honeycomb. Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why. Why does it say nikba la karka? It's meaning this vessel was not nikba la karka. Will not be mine. Torim going to the mikvah.
Then certainly, right? Then it's certainly not mine. Torim. Right? If you have a separate pipe, and the water goes through the pipe, that's mayim shuvim. That's water that was drawn. Doesn't get held in the vessel. It just flies through it. So, Mayar Atolish Menu B'Shabbos Chayav Chatas, just like a forest, if you detach a tree or a plant on Shabbos, that is the biblical violation of Shabbos. If you did it by mistake, you'd have to bring a carbon Chatas. Aftvash, so to honey, Rodemimena B'Shabbos, Chayav Chatas, is a special law that the Torah says that a beehive is considered growing. So that's only about a beehive. It wouldn't be true about the law of mikvah. So why did you say that the law of mikvah is not like a belezer? Elas, rather the source that we said, or how do we know that Rabbi Elazar disagrees with the Braisa about mikvah, is Rabbi Elazar the daf, Rabbi Elazar about the baker's board. It's not, we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Kelim. Daf shel nachtomim, the baker's board. Shekvo bekotel, so first there's the board, made out of wood, and then it gets attached to the wall. Rabbi Elazar mitayer, Rabbi Elazar says, once it's attached to the wall, it's considered part of the wall, and the wall's attached to the ground, so the wall's part of the ground. So now the board is part of the ground, and the board can't become tummy. If a lizard falls on the board is still tahar. The Chacham disagree. They say, no, mitamim, even though it is attached to the ground, it is considered a separate utensil.
Rabbi, just getting back to the honeys, one would think if it's an object that grows, then the bracha would be hadamah, not shakol.
Right, yeah, it's a good point, right? Yeah.
Honey asking question about
we honey. Say shackle, yeah.
Because we're not sure.
Now you see why you love your wife.
Good question.
It's a great question. Because she's growing.
She's growing. She's grounded. No. No.
All right.
So apparently here, Rabbi Elazar seems to rule that the board is not a utensil, even if the board was first, you know, sanded and then attached. So that would be against the Braisa, because in our Braisa, it said that if the pipe was first a utensil and then attached, so it doesn't become part of ground. It still disqualifies the mikvah. So money. So who is the Braisa? If you want to say even if it was a utensil and then attached to the ground, it should still disqualify the mikvah. And here Rabbanan, whereas if you're going to say it's the Rabbanan, even if it was first made a pipe and then attached, it shouldn't disqualify the mikvah the same way we had that with the board, that it becomes ground. So, even with the case of the board, it sounds like even if he first made it into a utensil after it was attached to the wall, Chachamim would still say it's considered a separate utensil. So they should say the same thing in regards to a mikvah. So the Gemara answers, La'olam, Rebbe Lezer, he really, the Braisa is the view of Rebbe Lezer. When did Rebbe Lezer say that a board is considered ground, even though it was made a board and then attached? That's because we're talking about the law of tumah to a plain piece of wood. Shiny pshuta kleitz the tumah d'rabbanan. We know that mida oraita, the only thing that can become tamei are materials that are a vessel made out of metal. That a vessel, a plain piece of wood, let's say like a table, which is a flat piece of wood, it doesn't have a base kibble, doesn't have a place to hold anything in it, doesn't become tamei mida oraita. So here a board is a plain piece of wood. So we're talking about tumah d'rabbanan. So in tumah d'rabbanan, Rebbe Lezer says if it's attached to the wall, it's considered the wall and can't even become tamei at all. But that's not true about tumah d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, so therefore in regards to mikvah, when we're talking about a biblical law, so in a biblical law we say that if it was a pipe and then attached to the ground, it still stays as a pipe and it disqualifies the water. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? Michlal d'shiva d'oraisa? Is it true that the law that a mikvah can't be drawn waters is a biblical law? That's not a biblical law. It's a rabbinic law. We saw this back in Bava Kama also, where the Gemara said that drawn water disqualifying a mikvah is not a biblical law, it's only a rabbinic law.
Why didn't they institute that? What's the reasoning?
Why'd they make the law? Yeah. Maybe to have purer world, have purer water. It was okay, right? It's only rabbinic. The rabbis said you can't have drawn waters as a mikvah, but biblically you could have drawn waters as a mikvah.
So why did the rabbi win against the Torah's...
They made it stricter for us.
I thought everything was based on Torah's teaching. You know,
they go past, they add. Hashem said the rabbis have the authority to make things more difficult.
So does that mean that rabbi, if water from mikveh cannot be drawn from the ground, pail by pail?
Correct.
Pool in the mikveh area?
That's right. It has to be straight.
Cannot be, right?
That's right.
Okay, now the piping is... From the roof down, it has to be...
So the piping that we use...
Natural, you know, when you...
The piping that we use is straight. There's no vessel in it. It doesn't have a receptacle. It doesn't have a spot that can hold the liquid. It can't stop the liquid. There's no bottom here. It just goes right through.
Okay, it goes right through. And how about the material of this pipe?
We use plastic. So it's not material that can become tame.
So does it collect in a pool or it has to collect in the ground?
It doesn't collect. It doesn't collect. The water comes down and it flows on the ground and then it goes into the hole of the ground.
Correct, but how about if it's too much water and you want to put a stoppage on it? Rabbi,
so you put a blockage to make sure water not going in.
You're not supposed to put a blockage?
No, you don't allow it in. It's not that you don't, not that you collect it down here, you put a plastic thing to make sure that nothing goes in.
How much of the water has to be like collected like that for the...
40 sa'ah, which is about 150 gallons. And then you can have a hole attaching that 40 sa'ah of pure water to city water, and through hashaka, through the kissing, the city water becomes kosher. What's that?
I think once you have to get the 40 sa'ah.
Yeah.
Like they met Mothman.
Right.
This was like a few days ago. That's everything that I have on Sinai is correct.
Yeah. But it's a rabbinic like law.
Correct. But
okay. Yes, Hashem told Moshe what the rabbis would later legislate. So this is question number one. Vote in question number two. Amar Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina said, "Bedaf shel matechas machlokas." The argument between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim about the baker's board attached to the wall is not about a baker's board of wood, which only could become tummy rabbinically. It's about a metal baker's board, which can become tummy biblically. And even so, Rabbi Elazar says, once it's attached to the wall, it's a wall and it can't become tummy. So therefore, Rebbe Lezer should say in regards to mikvah too, that a pipe of metal, once attached to the ground, becomes ground, and it can't disqualify the mikvah.
Rabbi, if they have the wood on the wall, okay, and they put tame stuff against the wood, doesn't yeah. it get tame? Why are you talking?
They're saying no, because it's part of the wall.
The wall's attached to the ground.
The wall's part of the ground. And ground can't become tame.
So the wood is attached to the wall.
Which is attached to the ground.
Which is attached to
so the it's all ground. That we use this in halacha nowadays. Let's say you buy a microwave or a toaster oven. So the okay. Torah says in Parshas Matos that whenever you get a utensil of metal that's going to go with food from a guy, you have to put it into the mikvah. How are you going to put a microwave in a mikvah? It's going to get ruined.
Okay.
So the answer is, since it's plugged into the wall, so therefore it's only used when it's part of the wall, and the wall is attached to the ground. So it's really attached to the ground, so it's not a utensil. It's really part of the wall. The wall doesn't have to go to the mikvah.
So the microwave that work with batteries are not kosher. Is that right?
Maybe that would be a problem. You have to go to the mikvah. Or you have to do a Roger's solution, sell that to a guy.
Still, we take the pot for Shabbat, Chamin, we take him to the mikvah by covering just the. It's not correct. We're doing this.
It would break.
So anything, any method is tame, makes the mikvah tame, period. That's it.
If there is a utensil, water that goes through a utensil would make
unless
the mikvah.
Comes naturally in, that's it.
Well, it has to go through a, you know, rainwater going straight in or yeah, spring water going straight in.
Those are the only ways. So
right.
Having a regular oven, that's, I guess you can say it's attached to the wall.
Yeah, it's attached to the wall.
But didn't we just learn when you sell a house that a double oven is not attached and it goes, it has to be specified?
Right. But those were not attached. Those were not attached.
Right, so in that case,
not electric.
They were earthenware. Earthenware doesn't have to go to a mikveh anyway.
Right, of course.
So the Gemara says, really, olam rabbanan hi. So let's go back to the braisa about the mikvah. It is the view of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that even if you carved out the utensil after it was attached to the ground, it should be considered a separate utensil. It's the Gemara. Shiny Sheiva Drabanan. Drawing water, as we said, is only rabbinic. And since it's only rabbinic, they're lenient. That if you put a board and then you made a hole in the board, put a board into the ground, then you hollowed out the board, it's considered ground and it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. When did they say that things can become tame? The board of the baker can become tame even though it's attached to the wall. I was talking about a metal board, which can become tame biblically. Yachi, if so. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Afilu Chakiko Vasov Kavonami, even if it was first a utensil and then attached to the ground, it should not disqualify the mikveh because it's a rabbinic law about being drawn waters, and we should be lenient. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, there it was different. Ikotaras Kli Olav Vitalish. Since it was a utensil before it was attached, therefore it has the status of utensil. And that's why the Chachamim say that if it's then attached to the ground, it's the water going through it would still disqualify the mikveh. And when would the Chachamim say that since it's attached to the ground, it doesn't disqualify the mikveh? If you put a board into the ground, and then you hollow out of it a utensil. Okay, so now we're going to move into another issue related to something attached to the ground. And this relates to the issue of machshirin. The Torah says, "Ki yutan mayim el zarav v'nafal min ivlasam alav tamei yihya." That if a seed is rinsed and then a piece of a dead nevela, dead body, falls on it, then it becomes tamei. So food can only become tamei if it was willfully rinsed off, if it was washed off. But if, let's say, it rained and the guy didn't even know that it rained, or he didn't want it to rain on his fruit, the fruit doesn't have the ability to become tamei. So now, by Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question. What happens, make shaman, if it's raining? And chashav aleim ladiach hasitz trublin. And the guy, the owner of the millstone, is happy with the rain because the rain is washing off the ring around the stones. And he wants that because he wants to rinse that off. So now this rain that he wants, do we say mahu lizraim? What happens if this rain goes on some of his seeds? Does he make the seeds able to become tummy? In other words, do we say the millstone, the ring around the millstones, is considered detached from the ground, and therefore this is rain that would make his seeds able to become tameh? Or do we say that the ring around the millstones is considered attached to the ground, and therefore it's not seeds that would be able, it's not rain that would be able to make his seeds able to become tameh?
Seeds are detached from the ground too?
The millstones, yeah, the seeds are detached.
The lower millstone.
You have a ring around them to hold them in place. So I'll leave it to Belezer. According to Belezer, the Amar Kolam Uchuba L'Karka Reim K'Karka. Anything attached to the ground, once it's attached to the ground, is ground. So lo tibaylach, it's not a question. So since it's considered ground, it wouldn't be able to make the millstone, the seeds, able to become tummy.
But Rabbi, the millstone is outside of that pipe that is holding the seeds. Isn't it? I don't know. I'm very confused.
No, we're asking about the ring around the millstones.
Okay.
Is that considered ground, or is that considered out of the ground? If it's considered ground and he wants the rain on it, so it's a guy who wants rain on ground. If you want rain on ground, that's not going to be the type of rain that can make your seeds able to become tummy. But if it's considered detached from the ground, and you want it there, so you want the rain in a place that's detached from the ground.
Okay.
So if you want the rain in a place detached from the ground, so that's rain that can be able to make your seeds able to become tummy. So that's our question. What's the status of this ring? The question is according to the Rabbanan. They said when it came to the board of the baker that's attached to the wall, it's not considered ground. So my, what about the millstone ring? Is that considered ground or not? Mara says, Teku, we don't know. We don't know the answer.
We
wait for Leo and Abby. Please.
Back to the mikveh again. Any mikveh, though, except for natural water coming in, if it's coming from the ground, it's still going to have some kind of pipe at some point.
Right. But it's not a pipe that holds water.
It's not holding water, but it's still touching and controlling the water.
No, it doesn't control the water because it's open on both sides.
So the water just comes
through. It's a straight line. When we say that a pipe is a problem, it's a pipe that has a bend so that the water stops and is held in the pipe. But if the pipe is straight, flows right through, that's not considered drawn water. So now the Gemara says a story that if a person died with an unmarried daughter, so the daughter is entitled to part of the estate, even though normally sons are the ones who inherit, but she would be entitled to part of the estate for a dowry. Shalach le Rav Nachman, b'rei Rav Yosef, le Rabba, b'rei Rav Huna Zuta, le Nahar Dai, ki as yachitza le kamach, when this woman comes before you, agva isur nichse, give her a tenth of her father's estate. You have to give it from land. So he said, afilu mitz trubu derechayim, even from the rings around the millstones. So that shows that he holds that the ring around the millstones is ground. And if it's ground, if you want water on it, it's like you want water in the ground. Water in the ground is not water that could be able to make a seed able to become tameh. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Kevin and Rav Kahana, we were in the yeshiva of Kahana. Nagvina nafilu me'amla debati. We would collect for the daughter, for the estate, even from the rent for a house. And so how could that even be considered land? So they point out here that rental money, which is not yet collectible, that would be considered, you know, it's 6 months of the tenant living. There's another 6 months to go. That's the money that we're referring to. And that is considered part of the father's real estate, and that's what the daughter can collect. So you see that when it comes to a daughter collecting, we have a very liberal definition of what she's able to get, and maybe it's not such a proof in terms of whether what's attached to the ground is considered ground. Thank you.